This is Marcy Schuler with 307 Net Radio, Unedited, Unfiltered. And today I'm here with County Clerk candidate Darcy Goni, and we're going to hear a little bit about why you should vote for Darcy. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Darcy.
Well, I moved to Buffalo when I was in about 11th grade with my mom and sister, and I've lived here ever since. I graduated from BHS. I left for college, obviously, but as soon as my daughter had to start school in kindergarten, I moved back. It's like everybody in high school wants to get out of Buffalo, but as soon as you have a family, you want to come back. So, I came back and I worked in, well, I have a BS in business administration and accounting from MSU. And when I got moved back here, I worked for local accountants here in Buffalo. I've worked in the nonprofit sector and the governmental sector. I suppose circling back to me, I am married to Victor Goni. He is a local businessman here. We've got Powder River Fencing he's had for 25 years. We have two children, Dallas Donahoe, she's 22, and my son Gavin is 17. He's a little rodeo up and coming. And then we just had our first grandbaby, Vade Ray, and she's just the bee's knees. So, and then Vic and I, we stay busy with our ranching, our cattle and sheep. And when we get a chance, we like to go camping and fishing up at Tongue River. And I am an avid gardener when I get a chance. And I suppose that's me in a nutshell.
Great. So tell us, why are you running for county clerk?
So I ran for county clerk with Vicki when Linda retired. It was a tight race, but I conceded to Vicki. And so when I heard she was retiring, I still have just as much desire to sit in that seat as I did then. And I feel like I still have the energy to do the position. So here I am.
So I'm probably like a lot of people in our community, and I may not know a lot about what the county clerk does. So how are you specifically prepared and qualified for the office? Is there training? Is there licensure? You know, what do you bring as far as qualifications, training to the office?
The county clerk's office is super diverse, and I personally feel like it's kind of the hub of everything in the county. It has to work with all of the different districts and all of the offices. So as far as training or licensures specific to the county clerk's office, I don't have anything like that. I do have a BS in accounting, which I feel like would certainly lend its hand to the budgeting and the accounts payable, just the financial side of the office. And then experience-wise, I've worked for nonprofits. I've sat over staff of five and managed them and worked as a team to get things done. I've served under boards of five. And so there's that dynamic, which I feel like I have learned. You know, you always make mistakes in the beginning as you come along, but I've definitely learned how to navigate that better, and that sometimes when you are the type of person that wants to do everything yourself, but as you get bigger and bigger in entities, the team you have around you has to be solid in order to get anything done. And so I certainly feel like I have experience in that to bring to the office as well.
Is there training required or licensing for a county clerk?
I'm not sure specifically in Wyoming. I am the city auditor in the small community that I work at up in North Dakota. I was. I'm obviously not anymore. And so we had an auditor's certification course that I took for that job specifically.
So, yeah, I don't know either. So that'll be something we'll find out together. So what do you think are the specific skills that are required to run the county clerk office?
Well, obviously some financial background, and then the ability to navigate state statute. That's one nice thing about the clerk's office is there's not a lot of gray area. You know, state statute is pretty black and white, and so being able to research it and interpret it. Well, not interpret it, but interpret it and then enforce it. I mean, it's not like you have to make decisions based on anything. It just is pretty black and white.
So, okay, again, the clerk's office has, like you said, so many things that happen there. Lots of responsibilities for the county. I mean, it's all the records for the governing bodies, transactions, resolutions, ordinances, all of that goes on at the clerk's office. They're responsible for keeping records of deeds, licenses, public records. So what do you think that, what qualities do you bring to the county clerk's position that would help us all as a county with all that record keeping and all of that?
Well, I think the county clerk's office currently probably has a pretty solid staff in there. And so, again, just bringing my experience coming into being able to manage a staff into a cohesive little team that can work together and then support the county and the county commissioners and all the other offices. Transparency, accuracy, all of that, the checks and balances, is all has to be part of that. And so really working together as a team is critical.
So you bring, you mentioned team, and so that brings me to your management style. So do you have a specific management style? Can you describe kind of how you manage a team?
Well, I think every team's different. I mean, every job's different and the goal's different for everything. But speaking specifically, like futuristically on the county clerk's, if I were to get the county clerk position, the first thing I would want to do is sit down with each one of those ladies in there and get to know them on a personal level, what they do specifically, because everybody has their own specific little areas that they are in control of or in charge of or have the most knowledge of, and then kind of put together a map of how everybody works together and who fills in for who and where the checks and balances are, and trying to get that, the procedure, basically, within the office for a marriage license. How does this go? For a recording of the deed, how does this go? For a voter's registration, how does this go? Just, and on down the line with all, so many things that they do, it all has to come together. And so that would be my approach to that, is then bringing it all together. There's always room for improvement on everything. So I in no way, shape, or form am I saying that anybody in that office is doing anything wrong. There's always room for improvement. And then I also think anybody in any job I've ever had, there's always that, it's not your position to say, I think we could do this, or I think we could do that, or I don't like this, or I don't like that. But if you have things within that office where maybe somebody doesn't like this part and somebody else would like that part, trying to move things around so that you're working most efficiently and everybody is happy. Because when you have happy people, they service with a smile to you guys as the public.
Agreed. Yeah. So in some ways, this is there's a lot of clerical work that goes with, you know, correctly filing deeds and correctly, you know, recording things. And clerical jobs can be repetitive. So with that kind of work, how would you stay motivated every day?
Well, I've always done that kind of work, to be honest. I mean, working in accounting and auditing, honestly, even down to my cows, everything is repetitive. I mean, and it's good to have it repetitive, because then the procedures, there's an easy check and balance there for everyone. So I don't shy away from that at all, actually.
It'd be a tough job if you didn't like to stay with that procedure, I think. Yeah. So what do you imagine a typical day would be like at the clerk's office, and what appeals to you about that?
Well, I actually don't anticipate the clerk's job to be an 8-to-5 type of job. I bet, especially sitting in the county clerk's position, just because you are overseeing everything, and so there's the checks and balances, and then it's a moving thing all the time, like the budgets. The budgets don't just get done now. They had to have been started back in January, and then there's preliminary, and then there's then forecasting into the future, and then trying to back into it. And so it's you know, what you get it done in one day, but you probably spent 6 to 8 months preparing for it and thinking about it and getting things gathered for it. And the elections can't be any different. You know, as you get ready for the big presidential election coming up in 2024, I can't imagine how much prep work has to go into that, especially with all the political turmoil around elections right now. You're really going to want to make sure that you have everything just so, to the, you know, to the best of your staff's ability and what we have for resources here. So I would imagine that office moves and shakes all day long, and I'm sure it's a lot of multitasking, which I prefer, honestly. But then I also like to have the checklist at the end of the day. Did we get these things done to get prepared? So
you touched on the elections, and that's my next question.
Oh, okay.
So all over the county, I mean, all over the country, voters are concerned, you know, about election security. We're talking about it a lot. And like you say, you would be responsible for accurately reporting the 2024 general election. So what specifically do you think you can do to ensure that the community does have confidence that in Johnson County, that the vote a person casts is the one counted and reflected in that final result?
Well, I think having 2 years to prepare for that is so nice, because it's like you said, it's a huge issue for us nationwide. And I certainly wouldn't want to put myself or my staff or the office in a position where anyone is questioning the integrity of it. So going back to day one, getting the procedures in place, like how did we do it? How have we been doing it? And are there areas for improvement there that you always have to take into consideration the resources that you have? Because just because you want the best machines to count the votes or whatever doesn't mean that we necessarily have the money to do that. And so if you can't do that, then what's plan B? And so I think with anything, with enough planning, there's always the checks and balances there. And so, and one another nice thing is, this isn't a huge county, and so we should be able to put those checks and balances in, even if they're just with the human side of it. You know, we machine counting, and then we're auditing with just to make sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
So honestly, we've come to the end of my questions. But I'm sure there's more you want to say to the voters, you know, to tell the voters, why should they vote for Garcia Goni? So is there anything else you'd like to add? Now, remember, we have a forum coming up in a week or so, July 20th, here at the library in Johnson County at 5:30 p.m. So you'll be able to, you know, speak to the voters again. But is there anything else you want to add?
No, so many new people in town. And so I think, you know, just not being from the Buffalo, well, I am from the Buffalo community, but I mean, I don't think that you have to be from the Buffalo community or people that have moved in here that maybe don't know me. I look forward to that forum on the 20th. I think it's going to be interesting, and it'll be nice to have all the other candidates there. There's, having been from Buffalo, there's actually a couple candidates, even within my own race, that I don't know. And so I'm really looking forward to getting to meet everybody. And for the, does county commissioners go that night as well?
No. So the more political kind of races are going to be the next night. So it's going to be on July 20th, it'll be the county clerk and the clerk of district court and the sheriff candidates.
Okay.
So.
And then the county commissioners.
County commissioners, mayor, city council write-ins, and House District 40 will be July 21st, the very next night.
The very next night. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Yeah. No, I look forward to that and getting to know everybody there, and then hopefully fielding any questions for anybody that might want to know a little bit more about me. I do have a Facebook page with my complete bio on it. If anybody's interested in that, it's Darcy Goni for clerk. And you can message me on there if you have more specific questions.
Great. Well, okay. Thank you so much for your time, Darcy. This was a very interesting conversation.
Thank you.
Okay.